Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Fight Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks. With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole. From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the
Morning. Good old Shug, the former CEO of Death Row Records, always weighing in with interesting commentary on Diddy. Back in the old day, East Coast, West Coast, now you literally have both of them in prison, Suge Knight and Diddy. And seems like the beef is back up, except Tupac and Biggie are dead. He's recently stirred up some controversy after making very explosive claims about Sean Diddy Combs during an interview with Chris Cuomo on News Nation. Knight, currently serving time in prison, joined Cuomo's show via a phone call and shared a series of wild accusations about his longtime industry rival. However, one story stood out more than the others, what Knight referred to as the hard-boiled egg test.
Oh, God. Can I just tell you something here?
Yeah.
So, people who are on certain diets always love to tell you that they're on certain diets, and I'm about to pull that card right now. I've been keto for the last 6 months, and every morning I have a hard-boiled egg. So this story was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Better make sure that egg is clean. It was difficult for Cuomo to keep Knight focused during the interview, the bizarre and unsettling story caught the attention of many. According to Knight, the hard-boiled egg test was a humiliating and abusive act that allegedly took place behind closed doors at Interscope Records, a label closely tied to both Knight and Combs during the peak of their careers. He says they would take a boiled egg, Knight explained, and have those guys pull their pants down and bend over so they could stick the egg up their ass. If the egg cracked, Knight claimed, the perpetrators would joke that the person subjected to the test wasn't ready yet. Chris Cuomo, clearly disturbed, pushed for more details, stating, I have never heard anything like that. However, before Knight could provide further clarification, he veered off topic, leaving viewers with more questions than answers. The disturbing nature of the story sparked widespread discomfort among viewers, while expressing disbelief over what they just heard. In the days following the interview, the internet became ablaze with reactions to Knight's claim. One particular image has resurfaced, adding fuel to the fire. A photo of British comedian Russell Brand holding a hard-boiled egg.
Standing, oh, God!
Standing,
well, it's Russell Brand. You know his deal, don't you?
Standing alongside Diddy. Yeah. I think we answered the truth of that. The pair had worked together in the 2010 comedy Get Him to the Greek, and an image has taken a new meaning for many in light of Knight's allegations.
Mm.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. So the picture I saw of Russell Brand, they're out in public. Why are you carrying an egg out in public?
It's them flaunting this dark shit in front of everybody, thinking that nobody knows what the fuck they're talking about. And for a long time, nobody did.
Yeah.
Social media users quickly latched to the photo, drawing connections between the hard-boiled egg test Knight described. One user commented, you pictured with Diddy holding an egg in your hand. This is getting worse and worse and worse because now all the receipts are coming out. Another joked about the context of Get Him to the Greek, specifically a scene where Diddy chases Brand and co-star Jonah Hill, saying, "The scene where Diddy goes crazy and Russell Brand and Jonah Hill are running from him makes so much sense now." Despite the rumors, some of the findings in the resurfaced image, others are far more disturbed by Knight's allegations. A social media user summed up the unease by stating, "I learned about the hard-boiled egg test today, and I wish we had one of those MIB flashy things to just erase that memory." Okay, thanks. So, according
this
to Suge
Knight,
this
feels like a frat thing, doesn't it? Like a fraternity?
I don't know. Those are some of the reasons I never wanted to ever join a fraternity, because people did such stupid shit. I was like, fuck that. No. And I never went to that type of a college either. So, because I was sitting there playing the hits next to you at 95.5 WIFC.
Yes, you were. Do you want to hear one of the worst frat hazing stories I ever heard when I was, I won't say where I went to school. It was St. Paul, Minnesota.
Do I?
So, yeah, maybe. All right. But this is, it's similar to the hard-boiled egg test, but not quite.
Up in Minnesota, we use the deep-fried squirrel corpse test. We got a squirrel corpse. And we froze it, and then we deep fried it. And if you could stick it up your anus, you were one of the boys. Is that?
Oh
the,
yeah, you betcha.
Maybe that's the youpers, but yeah.
I won't say which frat it was, but it had two Greek names.
Okay,
that's all I'm going to say. And the guys would go up to the roof, and they had a string, and they had a rock. They had to go pick out a big heavy rock from the rock garden down at and ground level, obviously, and then walk up to the roof and go stand on the edge of the roof. And so there'd be like five or six guys who were pledging the frat, and they'd have to drop trowel and tie the string around the rock. And then the other end of the string would go around their penis.
Oh my God.
And they'd be at the edge of the roof, and on the count of three, they had to drop the rock off the roof. But here's what they didn't know, is that there was plenty of string that it would hit the ground and nothing would happen to them, but they didn't know that.
Okay.
So they never got to see how long the string was. One of the frat brothers, prepared it for them and handed it to them. So they didn't know. They didn't know that it would just hit the ground and that it wouldn't, pull off their dick, basically. So those who decided, no, fuck it, I'm not doing this, they didn't make it into the frat. Those who did drop the rock and, they obviously made it through and made it into the fraternity.
You see, that's something where it should be the opposite. The ones that do drop the rock, you're fucking idiots. You shouldn't be in this fraternity. And the ones that had fucking reason, you're the ones we want. Congratulations, you won. Because you weren't a fucking moron follower.
But that's why, Tony, you're different. And you wouldn't have belonged in one of those fraternities. No. Because you're like, listen, assholes, don't play human bowling ball and be drunk and use somebody as the ball and somebody as the...
What are we proving here? Just blind allegiance? I mean, I think that's all that's proving.
Yes. I'm trying to be accepted.
And
I'm
who the
pledging.
Fuck want... Why would you even fucking want that? Blind allegiance to anything. Fuck that.
I know.
Oh my God. People are just so fucking stupid. I just, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's why I could never do any of that shit.
And this is the same fraternity. Anybody who's listening in Minnesota, even in St. Paul, they might go, oh God, I know who it is. They stole a penguin from the Como Zoo,
about
2 miles down the road. They put a knapsack type thing over the penguin's head.
My God.
And brought it into some drunk guy's room, and he freaked the fuck out.
And what happened to the penguin?
He was fine. This was many, many years ago. This was probably 40 years ago.
I'm glad the penguin survived. I could give a shit if the guy's dick got ripped off by a rock, as long as the penguin's okay.
Yeah, they brought the penguin back, and now, there's security cameras and such. This was many, many years ago where they didn't have security, and you could just walk into the Como Zoo in St. Paul and just pretty much take out an animal. Well, you can't do that now.
It's like checking out.
Right. It's like a public, I need the penguin,
The public zoo by the public library. Yes, just hop the little gate here and you can check anything out you want.
pretty much what it was. You could just get through the gate.
Can I get a lemur tonight?
Yeah, right?
I feel like lemur tonight, like lemur tonight.
Well, and these were the same assholes who decided to take a couple of canoes and canoe race down Snelling Avenue in St. Paul. Well, Snelling Avenue is a road. It's not, but they were out on canoes, and that was part of their pledging, that they had to actually canoe down Snelling Avenue.
I do not understand the pledging shit. I don't understand frats. I don't fucking give it. I don't get it. I don't know.
It's wanting to be accepted and be part of a group. And I think
we need to find better ways of celebrating that in our country.
I agree.
Because this is archaic. It's stupid. It's people doing dumbass shit half the time that's dangerous, that could kill them. We see it all the time with, oh, pledges died this year because doing this dumbass shit. Yeah. I mean, what does this prove? I mean, and these, I don't know. The world has evolved and changed. I would think that we could too, a little bit on some of that shit. Cause it just
I think
seems...
we can do better as humans. I think, why can't you just accept people and love people and be kind to people just because of who they are?
Or I mean, the pledging shit, I don't care if you have your fraternities and stuff. I get the purposes of that and networking and all that. Fine, cool. But the pledging shit, I'm like, can we fucking grow up at some point? Because, like, this is supposed to be you guys grown up going into college, and you're acting like fucking 10-year-olds. So I don't know how this, like, really proves, like, you're going into manhood and being all smart and great. You're just continuing to be a dumbass. So, no, I don't get it, but I probably
Well, and what happened to standing up for somebody who maybe is scared and shy and is going, I don't want to tie a string around my dick and drop a rock?
Well, if you want to, like, judge someone's character, how about do something where it's like, let's put you out here in a situation where there's, you know, a woman in distress and it's staged. And, and how do you react to that? Or something where, are you going to step up and do the greater good and do what should be done because you're a decent human being and you're willing to put yourself out there? How about you pledge on shit like that where it actually does tell someone's character, not tying a fucking rock around your dick?
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption. Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.